So, guys, it's Confirmation Sunday round two, okay? I said last week that there are two confirmees who couldn't make it, and here they are. Right, we've got everyone. Awesome. We've got two more confirmees confirming their faith in Jesus this morning. For those of you who were here last week, you'll recognize some of what I say, but I did adjust a few things and change, but please be patient. There will be a little bit of overlap from what I said last week. Firstly, today is monumental because the Loxley family complete their confirmation bingo, all four of them now, Reese and Ken's, and last year Mike was a mentor, and now Tracy completes the first full family to go through the confirmation process. So, you know, brilliant, well done. So, I mentioned last week that I've been involved in this program since 20, and that a total of 38 young people have stood on the stage and confirmed their faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. What I didn't mention is how blessed this church has been in the last 10 years with growing young people. And I've been involved in Kids Zone for a while, and I've seen that the age demographics of the church change radically over the last 10 years. And I fully expect a steady number of confirmees each year to keep coming through, because I see it in Kids Zone. They start there. There's jive on a Friday night for the pre-teens, and then it goes up. You know, they then go through into the Switch program, which is the youth program later on a Friday night. And there's a lot of kids coming through, and it's a wonderful thing. These are the future leaders of our church, and we really are blessed. God has been blessing the young ministry, the young children's ministry in our church. Thank you to all involved, but also just all glory to the Lord. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I also told you last week about how over the years I've seen incredible matchups of mentors and confirmees, and how God has made appointments in that space. I'm going to, Ted even said, you know, don't some people wonder how Ross goes about, you know, matching these people up? So I thought, okay, well, I've got an opportunity. I'll answer that. I'll give you a little bit more insight into how it goes. But God really has connections that he wants to make. So I want to start by saying that. It's been incredible, and I'll give you an example of that in a moment. I gave some examples last week. But what often happens, there are people who come to me and say, hey, I'd love to be in confirmation. I'd love to mentor next year, or whenever there's an opportunity. I've had people do that. There's one or two people who I haven't actually used yet who've nominated themselves. And part of that is because, say, for example, it's a man and there aren't any boys for the next one or two years. That's happened before. Or it's a very extroverted person, and the confirmee options are very introverted. There's real matches that you look to make from a personality perspective, but a lot of prayer that goes into it, and God gives you nudges as to who would be well matched. Sometimes the confirmee actually approaches a mentor and says, "I'd love you to mentor me." That happens every now and again, that happened with one of the two that are standing up here today. But more often than not, I actually reach out. So I've got a list of confirmees who are teenagers who are wanting to do confirmation. Then I reach out to members of the congregation. A number of you sitting here today have had phone calls from me like that. And there are people who aren't ready yet to mentor, and that's okay. There's no judgment. There's no issue there. That's not a problem. God makes those appointments, and I've continued to be amazed at the miracles that happen. I've had people who battle with the same thing. They've gone through the same issues, and or their children have gone through the issue that their mentee, their confirmee is going through, or they were born in the same town, or they went to the same school. Connections I never even knew about, but God said that's the person, and they connect, and then you hear later, oh wow, we discovered these things. So it really is a godly appointment. I wanted to share that with you guys. So I won't be speaking for much longer, but just since the beginning of February, and Darren and Kelsey have been following the course material, which, as I mentioned, is 13 weeks of material going through the various main pillars of the Christian faith, as well as the whole book of Luke. So 24 chapters of Luke, that's roughly two chapters a week. So they're reading through the life and ministry of Jesus, which is a wonderful thing, because I actually found when I mentored many years back, many of my sessions, I actually spent more time talking about questions coming out of the book of Luke than about the material that we, you know, the sort of official material. And that's great, because everything we do should be grounded in the life of Jesus. That's what's so important. And there are also a number of other suggestions and things that they can do as part of the program. But this is an important day. It was mentioned last week by Brian and by Flip. This is one of those days that people in their Christian faith can say, they mark it down and they say, this is a day. This is the day I was confirmed. This is the day I publicly professed my faith in Jesus Christ. They'll come up in a moment and share what this journey has meant for them. And then as you saw last week, Brian will ask a few questions. But ultimately, these young people are confirming their faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There is no more important ministry that we can be involved with than that. The Bible tells us that heaven rejoices when people make those kind of professions. So we are sparking a celebration in heaven. So we know that for the second week in a row. Isn't that awesome? And then yes, I just want to give an encouragement to the confirmees quickly. So I'll just step back here. So guys, I just want to read the verse from Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And this is a monumental day for you guys. It's a powerful day. You're choosing which side of the spiritual battle you want to fight on. And it's a wonderful, wonderful day. So don't ever underestimate what you guys are doing today. Okay. I'd also just lastly like to thank Tiennet and Tracy, my mentors. Honestly, these guys give a lot of their time and energy and effort, and I really do want to thank you guys. Thank you. I couldn't do the program without people putting their hands up and mentoring. So I just really want to, I value you guys, and I appreciate what you've done. Thank you so much. So without any further ado, I'm just going to pick on this couple to start things off and just to share their journey with you guys.
Good morning. Do you want to come stand by me? Cool. So you know the saying, if you want something done, give it to someone who's really busy? Well, this is so true of Darren. I honestly don't know how she manages to squeeze everything she does into her days, but what blew me away is her enthusiasm and her energy despite her very busy schedule. She never complained of being tired, quite the opposite. She always arrived with a big smile on her face, energized for the next exciting discussion. Between early morning swimming and evening training, various other sports commitments, worship practice, and then making the time to prepare for our confirmation sessions, God has blessed her with so many talents. Darren has such a solid understanding of the Bible. She also has an inquiring mind and is constantly seeking a deeper understanding of her own faith and that of others. She cares deeply for the salvation of others around her, and she is unknowingly sowing seeds of the gospel wherever she goes. In one of our sessions, I asked her the question, do you believe that prayer can actually change things in your life and in the world? And without a second's hesitation, she said, yes, 100%. In another session, we spoke about heaven, and with a big smile on her face, she said, I can't wait to meet Jesus, to meet God. It was like amazing. It's been an incredible journey with her, and we will continue to pray for each other and meet every now and then. Darren, continue to seek God daily. Love him more than life itself. Run this race with perseverance, with your eyes fixed on Jesus. He's worth more than anything we can obtain in this life.
So I have a bit more to say. For starters, I haven't actually prepared anything, but I'm just going to wing it. I've got a few jotted down things. Number one, I'd just like to thank Uncle Ross for such an amazing decision that he made, and what an amazing pair that he made. I have a second mother here that I've grown to love, and when I first started confirmation, I was super scared. I was like, what if she doesn't like me? What if we're too different? What if I talk too much? What if we never get it fitted in? But it was actually so awesome, and that leads me on to the next thing. So many of you guys know, I have ADHD and my brain's all over the place. And it was quite challenging for us to follow in order. But it's just so amazing because we didn't have to follow in order. We could go all over the place and find out different things. And I know quite a few times I stumped Auntie Tianette with a few questions. But she would always come back the next week with answers. And we actually... So there's a few ways we did some stuff. So we made like tables and stuff and she printed them out and then we followed the ways. So this is Adam and Eve and then how Cain and Abel and Seth and all the way down and then how we got... not tables. And how we got like the stories and everything and then how we got the Africans and the Egyptians. And then there was a few other ones that we got. Okay, wait. Here we go.
And you asked a very challenging question. Like, the genealogy of people in the Bible. And
And then a few things we had to follow was we had to go and find a order of funeral service for the memorial service. And then went through this booklet, but quite thick and quite challenging. So let me just cover a little bit of it. And then, this is so scary, okay. And then I just wanted to say that confirmation definitely changed my mindset. And I found a whole bunch of new things through it. And one of the ways was I found like Jesus can actually talk to me in different ways. And when I was younger, I felt like God didn't really speak to me. I'd hear him like in a big, bold voice. And then I just found a new way that he could talk to me. And I'll share a little story. I'll make it quick. Okay, wait. Where's it gone? There we go. Okay. So one night before confirmation, I was preparing. And I was praying really hard for something that was on my heart. It was about friendships and if I should just carry on persevering to... push these people to become Christians. One of my close friends was not a Christian. And I was just like, oh, I felt like I was being like dragged down and I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. And I was just praying really, really hard. And then I opened up my Bible, but then I got a little bit distracted and I was like looking at the little like pouches. So it's actually my mom's Bible. And I never really looked inside like the pouches. I just kind of opened it up and read it. And then as you can see, there's like little pouches and stuff here. And then that night, I decided, you know what, I want to see what's in here. And I opened it up, and I found this letter. And it was addressed to my mother, and the heading was God's plan. And then I won't read the whole letter, but it was basically the answer to my question, and I just burst into tears. And at the end, it was it said, your friend Jesus. So... that just stood out to me. And obviously someone wrote this letter to my mom, but it was a message that they were compelled to give from the Lord. And that just really stood out to me. And then while I was looking in here, I don't actually have the card. It's in the car. I forgot to bring it. But on the card, it was like a little Bible verse. And on the back, it was from one of my mom's friends. And it was a letter that said, good luck for your confirmation today. It's going to be awesome. And that was... I think about 30 minutes before I went into my second confirmation meeting with Auntie Tianette, and that was just really cool.
I would just like to start us off because otherwise I could get emotional and that won't end well. that's the point. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank the church and Uncle Ross for this amazing opportunity. I'd like to thank Auntie Tracy for her mentorship, efforts, enthusiasm, and encouragement throughout these last few months. Although I was hesitant to start this course, I'm glad... I'm glad that I took that leap of faith and jumped straight in. It's hard to describe this wonderful experience with words, but here it is in a nutshell. Bonds were formed, relationships grew stronger, questions were answered, and tears were shed. So Throughout this course, I've noticed my faith grow heaps and bounds. And I'm sure my fellow confirmants will agree that as this chapter closes, another one even better is just around the corner, and we are excited to see what's in store for us next. Although this amazing experience has sadly come to an end, it is just the beginning of something beautiful.
Well done. Well done. Stay by me. Good morning, church. It's an honor to introduce Kelsey to you. This young lady is an absolute gem of a young lady. If you ever see Ross's name appearing on your phone constantly, you can't keep ignoring it, just wanted to say. this year has been an incredible tough year for me. And are you ever ready to be a mentor? What is ready? So it was an absolute risk, but a risk that God knew about, and it was an amazing opportunity to spend some time with this beautiful young lady. I'd also like to just honor Ross, thank you. Brian, thank you. Shorba, thank you. Often, whenever I went to our meetings, she says, yeah, but Shorba told us that, yeah, but Shorba explained it like this, and Shorba, never forget what you're doing in these young people's lives. Never forget. You get to a place where how we can serve in the church. Come stand this side so your mom and dad can see you. They get to a place about gifts and where you can serve, and Kels is already serving. And, Brian, she just thanked you. But Uncle Brian, I don't need to do that because of Uncle Brian. I don't need to do that because of Uncle Brian. I don't need to. So, Brian, thank you for the way you look after these teens, the way you have the bigger vision. You know, we might not always understand your reasonings behind how this all works with the youngsters, but well done. Your vision is working, and we support you, and this is evident in this young lady. It was so easy for me in so many ways, because maybe we have to do this, and she goes, no, but Uncle Brian, no, but Shorba. So I just really wanted to honor you because you are ticking many boxes. So thank you. Am I right, girls? I won't keep you long. Brian said I have 35 minutes. So Kelsey and I started off meeting at the Bean Tree Cafe. I'm telling you, they need to get a bit of something from our church. We a lot of the confirmation people go and meet at the spa coffee shops. I just found it very interesting because a bean tree, but me with my pictures, Jesus has been there, and he hung on the cross, the tree. So we had Kelsey's Corner. We try to get there every Sunday. We're like fighting for the last U magazine. So we did try to get our corner. And it was very, very normal for us to order a toasted sandwich. We went healthy. You guys all had chips and milkshakes. We went a brown bread, toasted cheese, tomato, and we had a mango juice and chips. And we did mix it up a little. But and I told you, because Jesus loves you very much. The tomato was the blood that he shed. Okay, we were going, okay, anyway. And he's the bread of life. And she was looking at me going, what have I walked into? And then, the mango juice, because, we're letting go of man. And it's like, and she's just like looking at me. She had her head down the first couple of sessions, just eating her food. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what am I doing? But, Kels is really, really special. She'll just look at me with these eyes, and the look that I get from my family quite often, and my Yorkie. But it was just the most incredible opportunity to spend some time. I'd also like to honor you and Nix. You have raised a precious, precious daughter of the King. She's beautiful. She is happy. She is safe because she has a solid foundation knowing that you are there. Even Jesse's. Where's Jessie Jess? She loves you. just to end off with, I wanted to just say that every week I would give her some quirky little gift. Some of them are quite interesting, but it meant something to her. And just wanted to let you know that Kelsey, the K stands for she is kind. E, she is very empathetic. She shows empathy. The L is she is loyal. Loyal to her friends, loyal to her church, and loyal to her faith. And the S is she's servant-hearted, but she is seeking. And this is a moment in your life, Kels. That's just the beginning of the next chapter. And for me, it was an Esther experience because I believe Kelsey was born for such a time as this. And so to you. To end off with, I'd just like to give you the crown. You don't have to put it on. But Queen Esther, you are a daughter of the King. This is just the beginning. Know that Jesus loves you very much. And I can't wait just to see how God just continues to use you in this space. Thank you for this opportunity.